Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
Did you figure out from my example what contronyms are? If you guessed that these are words that have opposite meanings, you're correct. But what kind of terms do we find in behavior that function as contronyms? A contronym of particular interest to me is food motivated. This is a phrase that shows up with relative frequency in my work with dogs with serious behavioral problems. People will tell me that their animal is really food motivated. They say this in such a way that this is a positive thing. For those trainers who use teaching methods and employ food as a reward, food motivation is considered a good or positive thing. But as I said, the food motivated animals I'm seeing have serious behavioral problems. They're not food motivated in the training sense, or they wouldn't have problems. So in this case, what does food motivation mean? Well, food motivation can have different meanings. One common one is that because most of the animals with serious behavioral problems are stressed, their food motivation could be the result of that stress. If the stress causes their guts to churn and they put out more acidic digestive juices and enzymes, they may want to eat in order to quiet down their guts. So that particular type of food motivation has nothing to do with wanting to learn. They'll do anything for food, and the more food they can get, the better. But will they retain what they learned? Probably not. Because one of the things that stress does is to undermine the animal's ability to learn. Other times, the animal may have disease conditions, like adrenal problems or diabetes, that causes an increased appetite. Once again, these animals will be very, quote, food motivated, unquote, but not because they have any desire to learn what the person is trying to teach them. This is a physiological food motivation, not a behavioral one. And finally, there is a type of food motivation which is also behavioral in origin and also quite troubling in terms of how some people define food motivation. These are animals asked to obey a command that is out of context with that animal's relationship to the person giving the command and the circumstances in which the command is given. In these situations, if for some reason the animal can't get out of that situation, if that animal can't run, if that animal is trapped for some reason, physically trapped in a class or in a pen or in a ring, or mentally trapped and that the animal doesn't want to aggress toward this person, doesn't want to run, doesn't want to freeze, then what the animal will do is as quickly as possible obey the command and grab that food to end the pain. Because physiological and behavioral pain affect the same parts of the brain. So beware of those contronyms, those behavioral contronyms. Think about what you're saying when you say positive. Think about what you're saying when you say food motivated. Think about what you're saying when you say unconditional. With all three of these terms, you may discover that even though you have a very clear idea about how you define them, that there are people out there who define them in exactly the opposite way.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.veterinaryethologistmyrnamilani.com. mmalani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmalani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.